Guten Erev Shabbos, Parshas Balak. Shabbos before Shiva Sabbatamos. Yehofcha Yomim Eilu L'Sasin L'Simcha. So to suggest a kesher between the Rambam we learned this week and the Parshas HaShavua, one of the halachas that we learned this week was Hilchos Talmud Torah. Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam brings down that any Limud HaTorah that doesn't involve Maisa, in this context Maisa means going out and making a parnasa, Sefer Batela, and the Rambam says that Sefer Melasna Mesabrias. At the end of the line, he's going to rob people because it's not a limud that brings to Maisa. If it's a limud that doesn't bring to Maisa, so it's missing in the limud alein. A person can't say that he's going to learn and depend on the community for charity. He has to go out and get a job. Now, the Alter Rebbe in the Kuti Torah, the Maimon Devi Maschel Mimono of Yankev, Misparis Reva Yisrael, on the words Reva Yisrael, he brings in two Pirushim. One Pirush Reva is a quarter. The other Pirush of Reva that Al-Terebbe brings down is four quarters, which bring to a full unit, to a Gansa Inyan. Based on the Pasuk that the Alter Rebbe brings down of Rechvedi Barasov Yitzartiv Afasiziv, explains the Alter Rebbe that Barasov refers to Machshove, Nekuda Sabriye, Nekuda Vyeshmiyain, Nekuda Samachshove. That's represented by the word Barasov. Yitzartiv, which is a more of a formative darge, refers to Eise Samachshove. Afasiziv refers to Maise. So we have the three stages of Machshove, Dibur, and Maise. Why is the Darg of Maise prefaced by the word Afasisiv? Explains Alter Rebbe, as it's known that Machshove and Dibur, a person's intellect and speech, is more unified with the person who is thinking and speaking. Unlike Maise, in which the action that the person does is more distant from himself. A person can make something and leave the item as it is on the table, and the item will remain. But Machshav and Dibur is more private, it's more personal. A person can think or talk to himself. The union of Machshav and Dibur doesn't so much emphasize something that is distant from the individual. So you have these three dargas. The fourth darga, explains the Alter Rebbe, is hinted in the word af. It's a darga that can't be written beferush. It's a hoich madrega. So the pasuk brings it down through remez, through the word af. What is this darga referring to? Explains the Alter Rebbe, the darga of af is referring to ratzin, which is higher than chachme. As me can fragen yet, if af refers to the darga of ratzin, which is higher than chachme, so what is it doing next to the level of asisiv? The chore should be in the seder of ratzin, machshav, dibur, and maise. Af should come first. Why does the pasuk say barasav yitzartiv and then af next to asisiv, connecting the ratzin next to maise? So he explains as follows, that the ratzin of the Eibishter is most revealed through maise, through action. If a person's limud ha-Torah comes down to a level of Maise, that is where the Eibishter's Ratzin is most revealed. So that is why the word Af comes next to the word Asisiv. And I thought I would connect this idea to a verse that the Gemara in Yuma mentions, the fine base. Also, Al Derech the Inyan that we learned, that the Shleisha Ksarim is Keser Teire, Keser Kahune, and Keser Malchus. The Hezber of the Rebbe, that the Keser Kahuna and Keser Teira, it's an Inyan that the person becomes Muchta B'Teira. Lav Davke, the Darg of Keser Shur B'Teira. But the fact that a person becomes Einzach M'Teira. Gemara in Dafayim Beis and Yuma says, before the Sugi of the Ksarim, regarding the Aron HaKadosh, how Betzalel made the Aron HaKadosh. Teira says that sisa, you should make it from wood. And the Torah tells us that v'tzipisa is mibayis mechutz. With zahav, it had to be coated, the interior and exterior, with gold. For the exact details, ein shom in the sugya. The Gemara that brings the machloikas. What was the height of the Aron? What was the height of the Aron that contained the Luchis and the Torah? One man the Omer says it was 10 tefachim. One man the Omer says it was 11 tefachim. With a mashu. The Gemara that explains that the mashu was referring to the Zer, was referring to the crown, which is the Keser Torah, which represents the Keser Torah. But Rashi over there mentions, regarding the machloikas, if it was 10 or 11 tefachim tall, he writes over there that v'lo yadayna heche ifluguba, he doesn't know where this machloikas is based, where this machloikas is brought down, the hainu the machloikas of whether it was 10 or 11 tefachim tall. I was learning this with my chavrusa, and he mentioned a nice pshat. I thought I would share it. More derech drush than pshat. He says that when a yid learns Torah, it steht hecher vom Welt. Sometimes, when we're involved in the norm of kedusha, we feel a bit aufgehoben. But sometimes we don't. Sometimes, this is a melchemes hayetzer, every time we try to be involved in the norm of kedusha, you have the tzad shekeneged, which is opposing. And we don't necessarily feel that hisreimimus. So he was referring to this Rashi, and he said that the man who says it was 10 tefachim tall is because the outer coating of the Aron Kodesh was a tefach thick. So sachak, or the height of the Aron, was 11 tefachim. The man who says the Aron was 10 tefachim tall was because the outer coating of the Aron Kodesh was only a mashu. As if to say that when a yid is involved in Yonam of Kedusha, in the name of spreading Yiddishkeit, either he feels a tefach hecher, or if he doesn't, l'chol apachas, there is an inyan that because he's involved in these inyanim, so even epis abissel mashuhu, er steht hecher vom Welt. And it's interesting to also quote the Marshon, the sugya. He says that the Keser Torah is referring to tefillin. Kol sheh, whoever wants to, little yobe v'yito. And befrat, if you mitzvah tefillin, the more yidden we help put in tefillin, and help them become more involved. Yonam of kedusha and yiddishkeit. We should be zeichet taka to the binyan beis hamikdash. B'mehira b'yameinu. A good Shabbos.